Hello, I'm Maurice Powell. Welcome to A Little Like Music, Manx Radio's regular Thursday evening classical music hour. I'm going to start this evening's programme with a bright and breezy piece by Brian Kelly. It was a BBC commission and it comes from a suite he wrote called Comedy Film, and this little movement is titled Credits and Titles, the music of Brian Kelly. Music of Brian Kelly from his sweet comedy film that was Credits and Titles. Lovely little piece to start the programme with. A bustling kind of light music piece. There are hundreds of pieces like that, but they all have a sort of a lyrical core, which is always attractive. Now, I wonder if you were at the Villa Marina on Saturday evening last. I had the privilege of being there and also playing my horn in a spectacular gala concert. The Isle of Man Symphony Orchestra was joined by the orchestra from Slaithwaite, or Slowit as they call it, in West Yorkshire, for a spectacular concert, the main work of which was Mahler's massive First Symphony. The whole affair was absolutely joyous. The performances were wonderful, certainly the best that could be envisaged on a comparatively short rehearsal time. The orchestras only got together on Friday evening, and there was a rehearsal Saturday afternoon, a concert on Saturday evening. So the whole event was absolutely remarkable. And the two conductors from Yorkshire, Benjamin Ellin and our own Graham Kirkland, did fantastic work in training the orchestras and getting them to a pitch where they could give real performances. The whole evening was absolutely wonderful. Now, the main work was Mahler's First Symphony. Now, certainly the first two Mahler symphonies are very much linked to his songs with orchestra. And in fact, the first movement of the Mahler First Symphony borrows very heavily a theme from one of Mahler's wayfarer songs, or the songs of a wayfaring lad. Basically, what happens is that a young man tries to take comfort in nature and wandering through the countryside on the morning that his beloved is marrying somebody else. So the whole thing is tinged with sadness. The second song in that song cycle, "Ging heut morgens über Feld," as I tramp across the fields, it might be translated as, uses a theme very familiar to all who know Mahler's First Symphony. What I thought I'd do today is just to play you that song, which has that wonderful theme. So, "Ging heut morgens über Feld," from Mahler's Wayfarer songs.
Ging heut morgen übers Feld, tom auf den Gräsern hin, sprach zu mir der lustige Wind, ei du Geld. Gute Morgen, ein Geld, wer sich deine schöne Welt, schöne Welt. Thank you.
The second song in Mahler's song cycle, A Wayfarer's Lad. And I like the way there that the wayfarer, the young lad, sets out on a morning tramp. Perhaps it's late spring, maybe it's early summer. His heart is lifted by the sounds and nature all around him. But at the end of the song, he suddenly realises, of course, that nothing at all, even the wonders and beauties of nature, can take away the pain of his loss. There we are. That's Mahler for you. Mahler's orchestral songs are amongst the gems of his output. If you feel that you can't quite manage a Mahler symphony, and I wouldn't blame you, it takes a lot of time, merely to sit and listen, but to get to know Mahler's nine symphonies is quite an undertaking, very rewarding, of course, but not for everyone. But the songs with orchestra are absolutely wonderful and cover a whole range of different moods and subjects. And I'll play another one in a future programme. So let's change the mood entirely, the music of Ravel, and perhaps his most famous orchestral work. It's very short, but it's absolutely lovely. I can't resist playing. This is the Pavane pour une infante defunta. Now, Ravel always said that he didn't have a particular infanta in mind when he wrote this piece. It's not a musical portrait of a particular person. He simply liked the rhythm of the title, Pavane pour une infante. I can't even pronounce it. Pavane pour une infante defunte. He liked the rhythm of the words, and that's why he chose it. It has no real meaning beyond that, but it's a lovely, lovely piece. Ravel. Ravel's wonderful Pavane. I was just reflecting, listening to that piece, that some French composers have a way of writing utterly calm and peaceful music. I was thinking of something like, say, Debussy's piano piece, Clair de Lune, or Satie's wonderful Gymnopédie or Nociennes. And, of course, this Ravel Pavane is perhaps the best-known example. Beautiful, beautiful, calming piece. Right, not so calming is our next piece. Now, if you were at the concert on Saturday in the first half, you'll have heard Mussorgsky's Night on a Bare Mountain. Now, the version that we heard was the one that is normally played, that is, in an arrangement, or should we say completed, by Mussorgsky's friend, the Russian composer Rimsky-Korsakov. The reason for this is, of course, that when Mussorgsky died, comparatively young, in his 40s, in poverty and suffering from chronic alcoholism, he left his music, his manuscripts, in a complete mess. Rimsky-Korsakov believed that he was doing Mussorgsky and his reputation an enormous favour by collating all of this material, putting it into some sort of order, and making it performable. He simply believed that in many cases Mussorgsky's music was kind of unfinished. Mussorgsky didn't really know what he was doing. His music was a bit rough and ready, not nearly so neat and tidy as Rimsky-Korsakov's own music. But in this, he was wrong. Mussorgsky was a genius. It was Mussorgsky who plumbed the depths of the Russian soul, particularly in his songs, not Rimsky-Korsakov or any of the other of his contemporaries, Balakirev, for example, even Borodin, who left his manuscripts in a complete mess at his death. Rimsky-Korsakov, he tried his best to make Mussorgsky's music performable and acceptable, without realising that he was actually smoothing out the rough edges of a genius. He did it with the opera Boris Godunov, which until quite recently was performed in Rimsky-Korsakov's version. We now, of course, hear Mussorgsky's own version, which is very different in mood and everything. And so it is with Night on a Bare Mountain. Mussorgsky's own original version he never heard a single note of during his lifetime, but we can hear it now, and it's quite different from Rimsky-Korsakov's version. In fact, the Rimsky-Korsakov version is probably 80% Rimsky-Korsakov. There's not much of Mussorgsky's original music in it, but here is Mussorgsky's original. Chance to compare it, so see what you think. It's certainly very arresting. Of course, it's the story revolves around a kind of a witch's Sabbath, doesn't it, on Bear Mountain. But Rimsky-Korsakov's witches are really sound like a bunch of kindly old babushkas dancing naked around a fire. Mussorgsky's witches summoning up the devil are quite, quite different. Here we have then Mussorgsky's original version of Night on Bear Mountain.
Thank you. Thank you.
The music of Mussorgsky, that was the original version of Night on Bear Mountain. Now, I think attractive as though the Rimsky-Korsakov complete revision of the work is, and it's much beloved by youth orchestras, being of moderate difficulty, nevertheless, I think that really should be discarded now in favour of this original version, which is much more interesting and much with rawer edges to it, slightly more scary than Rimsky-Korsakov's tamed version. So, I think we need something a little bit more, a little bit less frenetic. Schubert, I think. This is the Scherzo and Trio from his octet, a wonderful piece written late in his life. It's scored for a clarinet, horn, bassoon, two violins, viola, cello and bass, and is one of the finest of all multi-movement chamber works. Here's the Scherzo.
Thank you.
A movement there from Schubert's wonderful octet. That was the Scherzo and Trio, the third movement. And now to some vocal music and the voice of the soprano Leslie Garrett. I'm going to play Carl Jenkins' song, He Wishes for the Clothes of Heaven, which was written especially for Leslie Garrett. There's something of John Rutter about this music, or maybe Andrew Lloyd Webber. It's a quite an attractive piece, and she sings it beautifully. Carl Jenkins, He Wishes for the Clothes of Heaven.
The heavens embroidered cloth.
Carl Jenkins, He Wishes for the Clothes of Heaven, sung incomparably there by the soprano Leslie Garrett, for whom the song was written. Now, also on the concert, on last Saturday's concert at the Villa Marina, we heard music by Chabrier, the brilliant orchestral showpiece, España. Here's Chabrier in a rather different mood. This is the Idyll from his Pastoral Suite.
Thank you.
That was the opening movement of Chabrier's Suite Pastorale, his pastoral suite. That was Idyll, which brings us to the end of the programme. Well, quite a mixture, really, looking back. But I hope you enjoyed the original version of Mussorgsky's Night on Bear Mountain and the Mahler song that his first symphony was based on. Just got time, I think, just to, for a short to play out. Let's go on to the next movement in that delightful Chabrier suite. This is the Village Dance. Please join me next Thursday. It'll be practice week, won't it? So I don't quite know what I've got lined up for that, but something soothing, very soothing, I hope, for frazzled nerves. Please join me then. In the meantime, goodbye.